Rents are rising, especially in big cities like Seattle and Everett. Lots of people are moving further out to places like Marysville, hoping to find affordable housing. But there's no escaping the region's rising costs. KUOW's Joshua McNichols is with our Region of Boom team.
The further people flee from the major metro areas, the cheaper the housing. But there's only so far they can run, because there's this imaginary wall that stops development from sprawling all over the landscape, a wall that protects the less developed green spaces that make the region beautiful. It's called the urban growth boundary. Beyond it, developers face more restrictions. But just inside the boundary, Marysville is growing fast.
Everything is new and upcoming. It's, you know, like you get a new toy. It's exciting.
Elizabeth Milbrick pays $1,500 a month for a new apartment in a complex called The Lodge. That's a lot less than she'd pay for a place like this in Seattle. The Lodge brings hundreds of new apartments to where there used to be forests, farms, and five-acre parcels, and it's right by the freeway.
People are already pre-renting their apartments when they're still being built right now.
In another part of Marysville, they're cranking out huge homes, 4- and 5-bedroom houses, on tiny pieces of property. Check it out, they're pouring the concrete slab for a driveway on one right now. Profit margins are lower for developers out here, but they can make up for that in volume. There's so much open land here. Developer Sunshine Kappas packed 30 homes into this development. She managed to keep house prices around $400,000. A similar home in Seattle might cost $700,000. Kappas would like to get the price lower, but there are infrastructure costs out here that you might not expect.
So in this particular neighborhood, we had to buy the school district a bus.
You had to buy them a bus?
Yes, we had to buy them a $150,000 bus.
Because there wasn't a safe path for kids to get to school. Like in many places, growth comes before infrastructure. And once people get here, they often find it's not as cheap as they'd hoped. Haley Willoughby has a fiancé, 2 little kids, a cat, and a Great Dane puppy.
Boomer, no.
Somehow she managed to fit 2 more adults into her home.
We have 2 roommates, so the total rent for this house is $1,950. So we pay like $1,250 or $1,300.
Oh, because you have the 2 roommates. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you've found a way to make a single-family residence basically affordable by sharing it.
Yep, yeah.
For those who've been here a long time, all those newcomers are causing stress.
Everybody seems to pack in here. It just seems like it's like a new town, new country.
Robert Max is 70 years old. His income isn't going up, but his rent still rises.
It seems like we're in a hole, and we're trying to work our way out, and we can't get out.
What do you do when you can't pay the rent, and there's nowhere further out you can move to? A lot of people call Gene Rutherford, who runs the Marysville Salvation Army. They ask him for help with their rent. In the last 2 years, those calls have doubled.
There's a lot of people hurting out there, and we hear a lot of stories.
Rutherford has to turn many of them away.
And that's hard. When you can't help somebody, you just, all you can do is pray. So we do.
Way off in the distance, the booming economy of Seattle is putting out great heat. It drives up the cost of living, even out here. If developers could build anywhere they wanted, people might be able to find abundant, cheaper places further out. But that isn't in our current regional growth plan. It would force us to give up the green places we've pledged to protect, outside the urban growth boundary. In Marysville, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.